This podcast is sponsored by Ramp. Are you the decision maker in your company? Consider this. For the first time in decades, there's a better option for a corporate card and spend management platform. Meet Ramp, the only corporate card and spend management system designed to help you spend less money so you can make more. Most corporate credit cards offer points as incentives, but those points amount to less than their worth in real cash value. Ramp's corporate cards offer you cash back, real money in your pocket. Plus, you control who spends what with each vendor. And Ramp software collects and verifies receipts automatically, which means you'll stop wasteful spending and close your books in hours instead of days. Businesses that use Ramp add up to 5% to their bottom line the first year. If you're a decision maker, adding Ramp could be one of the best decisions you've ever made. And now get $250 when you join Ramp. Just go to ramp.com/easy. ramp.com/easy. ramp.com/easy.
Cards issued by Sutton Bank and Celtic Bank, members of FDIC. Terms and conditions apply.
Right now, this song pertains to the Carolina Hurricanes power play. Canes are 7-1-3 in their last 11, and in that stretch, they have scored at least two power play goals in seven of those games, and have a 42.5% success rate with the man advantage. That is bananas. Corey Lavallette, North State Journal and The Athletic, at Corey Lav on Twitter, joins us now on The Adam Gold Show. I know you wrote for The Athletic that we are starting to see the team that we all thought would compete for the Stanley Cup. Can I respectfully say I haven't seen that team yet?
You can be one, I think. Right now, though, this is the team that we've gotten used to the last two or three years. I think they're, you know, the 5-on-5 play maybe hasn't been
right
as good, but in a sense, it hasn't had to be, just because your style changes when you get up two goals really quick on teams. I think, you know, we've seen so many leads blown in the NHL this year that I think teams are starting to get more cognizant of. Maybe we tighten up a little bit, even with an early two-goal lead.
Corey Lavallette joining us here on the Adam Gold Show. And that's really where I was getting to, is that, and so I asked this question, I guess it was on Wednesday. Today's Thursday? Yes, I guess that would be yesterday. We can even call it Wednesday yesterday. If I had told Hurricanes fans back around Thanksgiving that the best stretch of results all season long would be built on great goaltending and the best power play on earth, what would you have said? And I think everybody would have laughed, right?
Well, it's because they hired a power play coach, right? Isn't that what we've been hearing scream from the rooftops?
Exactly.
For four seasons. Yeah, I mean, you know, I probably to the detriment of my clicks, I think one of the more patient
you
people
are
out there. And my thinking on power plays has always been, as long as you're middle of the road and you're not just absolutely dreadful, and I know that it can look absolutely dreadful some nights when your team goes 0-for-5 or 0-for-6, but that happens to everyone, you have the capability of getting hot. And, you know, that's what happened in 2006. That power play was not very good. Now, they had a ton of opportunities coming out of the lockout, but they got hot in the playoffs. And, you know, you'd be foolish to think the Hurricanes are going to continue at this clip. However, if they can continue to be a team that converts at 20% the rest of the way or 22% the rest of the way, that's good enough. And it changes the whole dynamic of who you are as a team, I think. As for the goaltending, I mean, I expected a big year of goaltending. I just didn't expect it to be the guy we're seeing it from. And the penalty kill makes such a big difference in that, right? Like,
yeah.
I think Kochetkov gave up, I had it in my story today on The Athletic, but Kochetkov gave up, I think, four power play goals in his first three starts. And since then, he's given up two. And that, you know, some of that's the goaltending, but it's also just an elite, elite penalty kill.
Yeah, the penalty kill over the last since the game against Tampa Bay, where they allowed 4 out of 5, the penalty kill, I believe, is 53 for their last 57. Is it?
I think that's what I have. Yep, I think 93%, I think, is where they're at.
I mean, that is just a staggering, staggering number. Yes, and Kochetkov has been great, and included are of the goals that he has allowed lately in his last 9 starts, 7 of the starts, 2 goals or fewer. One of the games where he allowed 3 was the 2 garbage goals late against Vegas in a 6-3 win, which was a 6-1 game until, you know, was it a bad goal? I don't really even care at this point. The game was over. And one of the goals he allowed was a save. Nobody's going to convince me that was a goal in Toronto. I don't care. That was a great save that for some reason counts as a goal. How did you see that play, by the way?
Yeah, you know, I saw the very last replay they had of it, which is something that it's kind of funny. You know, the NHL is still, I think, behind the times a little bit, well, on several things, but with the way they utilize replay in broadcasts, because you'd like the teams to have access to everything the officials have access to so that you're giving the fans an idea of what's going on. It doesn't seem right. Like a mystery every time. But, yeah, that last view, I think, kind of showed that it went in. But
okay.
Which is a shame because that's like, you know, save of the century type stuff.
It was just an incredible save. Here's my sort of halfway joking sign that we are seeing the real Hurricanes. The third period in New York on Tuesday night was, I would argue, their best period of the last 2 months. They were on top of the Rangers from start to finish. They kill off the power play. They score right after that with Jalen Chatfield's shot through a screen and Jordan Martinook being an elite player in front. Svechnikov with the neutral zone steal and his goal. They put the game away in the first 3 minutes of the third period and then sat on the Rangers. But it also featured maybe the 2 worst power plays of the entire season. So maybe they are getting back to being the real Hurricanes.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I think you lose your edge a little bit when you're up by a lot, right?
Yeah.
I think you're right. You know, there was the phrase I like to use is kind of that step on your neck feeling to that third period. And to do it against a team that's been so good this year. And, you know, frankly, the Rangers have surprised me. I wasn't a huge believer in the roster as it's constructed, but they've gotten some contributions out of guys that I maybe didn't expect, especially on defense. To do what they've done, even with Adam Fox out for a bit, has been impressive. But, Igor Shesterkin hasn't been great this year.
Right.
You know, I think right now he and Kochetkov are pretty much neck and neck in save percentage. And we all know how Kochetkov's season started, you know, how every Hurricanes goalie's season started. That's impressive when you can take the best team in the league, a team that has had a lot of comebacks, or one of the better teams in the league anyway, and really just suffocate them and kind of just crush the will on their home ice, a place where the Hurricanes have had nightmares over the last, God, I don't know, what are we going to say, 2 decades? So just a great, assertive, I guess, statement in the third period there.
Although I will say that Pyotr Kochetkov has pretty good memories of Madison Square Garden. He's won big games there, which...
Yep.
Has been, maybe that's kind of the outlier. In terms of the overall, you know, series between these two rivals, it certainly has been the outlier. Let me ask you real quick about practice today. Martin Natchez had a collision with Dmitry Orlov and kind of slumped back into the locker room. You say Steph Nason wasn't there. What about, so give me a kind of an update as best you can on Natchez, Nason, and Jesper Fast, who's missed a couple of games.
Yeah, so Jesper Fast skates in the locker room had tape on them that said, do not pack. So he will not be going to Washington. Steph Nason just not feeling well, according to Rod Brindamore.
Okay.
I don't know if that's a continuation of the bug that has run through this team and the state and the country.
In my house, yes.
He was not feeling well, so Rod said, you know, we'll see how he feels tomorrow, hopefully good to go. The Natchez thing is maybe the most concerning out of those items because he left the ice and then went to the locker room. It looked like his shoulder was iced up. He was kind of favoring his his right arm a little bit. Mm-hmm. Rod said that he was better once he was in the locker room. You know, maybe the sting of it all had worn off.
Right.
But we'll see what his status is for tomorrow. And with Foss already out, they're at 12 forwards. And if Mason can't go and or Natchez can't go, suddenly you're down to 10. And so I wouldn't be surprised if maybe they make a call and have somebody waiting to you know, play if needed. You know, and I think that would be the silly Ponomarov if that's the case.
Mm-hmm.
But we'll see what happens with, you know, with Mason and Natchez. I would imagine Mason will probably play. He's a gamer.
Yeah.
Unless he gets worse. And then the Natchez thing, we'll see if he, you know, how bad this is and you know, if they want to be careful with it or if they want to let him play through it.
All right, final thing. And, I mean, I noticed first game out of the holiday break, I looked at the lines, and it's the game in Nashville, and was the first time that Rod Brind'Amour had written SAT line on the top of the chart. Svechnikov, Aho, Teravainen, all fans have been like, oh, wait, oh, it's a thing. And it's never been a productive line at 5-on-5. I don't know that it has been great at 5-on-5. It actually has been productive. As a 5-on-5 trio, they have scored, they have been on the ice anyway, as a trio for 3 goals in the, 4 games since the return, which is more frequently than they were before. But what have you seen from that, and has it really helped the power play too?
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Well, first of all, I think we're seeing Andrei Svechnikov not only return to the player he was, but maybe even blossom a little bit. And, you know, the one-timer that he didn't really have in his first few seasons has become a weapon, mm-hmm. particularly on the power play. But that line, you know, I think it's been good. You know, they had a chance to score early against the Rangers, and just, you know, Shesterkin yeah. made a great save on that pass by Aho to Svechnikov. Aho's so good, and they're both, the thing about both of them is they can both score and they can both pass. And then Teravainen actually hasn't put up almost any points. It reminds me of last year when, and we've talked about this at length, when Svechnikov and Natchez were being centered by Kotkaniemi, and those two were rolling up points, and Kotkaniemi was, you know, on the line, but not getting anything. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of what's happened to Teravainen right now, is he's not collecting really many points at all in this flourish of, you know, Aho and Svechnikov just kind of dominating. But yeah, I mean, it hasn't worked in the past, but if it can, you suddenly have a really, really dangerous top line, I think. And it's not like it's at the expense of the other lines, because we're seeing contributions all the way through the lineup right now. So that's exciting if you're Rod Brind'Amour and you're the Hurricanes front office to see those two start to click, because I don't know that Svechnikov has ever had anybody he's really, really fully clicked with. Right. And if he can click with Aho, you know, I think you're looking at a guy who's going to be a perennial 40-goal guy just because of how good Aho is and how much talent Svechnikov has.
Yeah, if those guys really click together, because they should fit well, right? They really should fit well together. We've been looking for a physical presence on the side, and the, you know, the whether it's to the right or to the left of Aho. We've been looking for somebody like that, which is why you go back a few years and we had who was the guy from Calgary? Why am I drawing
right,
up
Michael Ferland?
Right, we're looking at that. We thought Michael Bunting would be there this year. Looking for a physical presence. If it can be Andrei Svechnikov, you get the best of all worlds. It would be awesome to see that work. We're going to be home for a while, Corey. I don't know if you remember how to do that, but we're going to spend about, 11 of 12 games at PNC Arena starting on Saturday. Be ready.
Yeah, I'll see a lot of you in person instead of just on the phone. So.
I apologize. All right, man. Thank you so much.
All right. Be well, Adam. Happy New Year.
You too. Corey Lavallette, North State Journal and The Athletic, at Corey Lav on Twitter. Here's the thing. I want the Hurricanes to be the Hurricanes.
Me too.
And much like three-point shooting is not the best, I want to say this right, teams that build leads and win games based on three-point shooting, unless we're talking about an NBA team, right? It's not necessarily sustainable. For the Hurricanes, who are not, I know what the numbers are telling us now, but we all know they are not one of those elite power play teams. The hot streak born out of that is probably not sustainable, but that's where I go back to the third period against the Rangers, which looked very much like Hurricanes hockey. Straight down to the two absolutely horrific power plays. Those two power plays were so bad that it made you laugh. But the five-on-five play for 20 minutes, that was awesome. And that's what we want to see. The Hurricanes getting back to that five-on-five play. The goaltending has been great, too. Still have back of my mind things that I can't unsee, but we'll see. I did love what I saw in the third period in New York. Now Carolina's got to go beat the Capitals tomorrow in D.C. because Washington is one of those teams that's been plucky. And remember, they came to Raleigh a few weeks ago and beat Carolina in a shootout 2-1. Can't have that.
Let's not go to shootouts.
I don't mind going to shootouts. Just
I don't want to do it.
but I would rather beat the Capitals in regulation.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.